This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Concerned the U.S. government has lost track of over 1,000 children who recently immigrated to this country on their own, has brought the experience of unaccompanied youthful immigrants into the public view. These children are placed with sponsors, usually parents or other relatives already living here. WBUR's Shannon Dooling this morning has the story of one unaccompanied minor's journey to Everett to find her mother.
Lily is now 18 years old. But her story begins a few years ago in Honduras when Lily was just 16, traveling north with her 12-month-old son.
There is a couple of reasons that I came here, but the main reason is because there is a lot of violence in Honduras.
We agreed to refer to Lily by her middle name because she fears for her family's safety and because she's a survivor of rape. Her son, she says, is a product of that sexual assault. When Lily and her son left the country in 2016, Honduras had one of the highest rates in the world of violent deaths among women.
I left in the morning one day, took my kid and a couple of money, and took a bus to the Guatemala border.
From there, Lily made her way up to Mexico, where she worked for a few weeks and then found a smuggler to help her cross the border into the U.S. She says she walked through the desert for hours, carrying her baby and sharing a bottle of water among six people. Eventually, she was picked up by immigration officials.
They asked me if I had a family or whatever. I told them, yeah, that my mom was here in Massachusetts, and they called her. She finally answered the phone. One of the officers told her that they had her daughter in the detention center.
Lily spent a few days in that detention center before she was transferred to a shelter in California, where she received trauma counseling. In the meantime, her mom, in Everett, was receiving home visits from a caseworker. The visits were designed to make sure that Lily was going home to a safe place. She hadn't seen her mom in 11 years. Nearly 2,000 unaccompanied minors were released to sponsors throughout New England from October 2016 to September of 2017. Jeffrey Thielman heads up the Boston-based International Institute of New England, which contracts with the federal government to help facilitate the placement of unaccompanied youth with sponsors.
Our program is designed to help the children who come to the border, who are unaccompanied, who are then put in a detention center for a period of time, paroled, and often have family in this region of the country.
But Thielman says the agency's work is becoming more difficult for a few reasons. One is the Trump administration's decision to end a program that allowed young people in El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala to apply for refugee status while still living in their home country. It was designed to stem the flood of unaccompanied minors at the U.S.-Mexico border in 2014. The end of the program means young people looking to reunite with family may instead make the dangerous trek alone. Another obstacle, Thielman says, is finding the sponsors, the family already here in the U.S.
I think a lot of sponsors don't want to come forward because they may be undocumented themselves, and they may fear talking to government authorities because they could be subject to deportation.
Recent reports that the federal government lost track of nearly 1,500 unaccompanied youth who'd been placed with sponsors has sparked anger and inspired the social media hashtag Missing Children. Health and Human Services Deputy Secretary Eric Hargan said in a statement that these 1,500 or so children are not lost. Instead, he says, their sponsors simply did not or could not respond to follow-up calls made by his agency. Lily has applied for asylum here in the U.S. for herself and her son. She's in school and is studying Italian. She and her son are still living with her mom, who is in the country without authorization. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.